From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The early arrival of the flu season has Americans scrambling for flu shots and parents, doctors, teachers, and employers looking out for the telltale signs of influenza, muscle aches, stomach distress, congestion, and fever. Rising body temperature can lead to dehydration, which is especially dangerous for the very old and the very young. A fever can cause a child's temperature to soar as high as 104 degrees. That's terrifying for parents under any circumstances, but particularly in a year where the news is filled with reports of children who have died after acquiring influenza. To get advice on how to best break a fever and treat the other flu symptoms, we turn to Dr. Larry Hammer. He's a professor of pediatrics at Stanford University School of Medicine. Dr. Hammer, what's the best method of breaking a fever? Some doctors actually suggest alternating Tylenol and Motrin. Why alternate the two medicines?
Well, both Tylenol and Motrin are effective fever reducers in children, and each one used alone in the appropriate dosage and frequency is considered safe and effective. It is also reasonable to give children both of these medications if their fever is more severe or more difficult to break. Each of these two medicines can be used in their appropriate schedule and dose independent of the other medicine. So in other words, Tylenol can be used as frequently as every 4 hours, and Motrin or other forms of ibuprofen can be used as frequently as every 6 hours. So if one is going to actually alternate these medications, it's important not to give the child excessive doses of the ibuprofen. In other words, one would not give doses every 4 hours. It gets a little bit confusing. I usually recommend that if parents wish to actually alternate the two, that they would have to give a dose of one or the other every 3 hours in order to get 4 doses of each in a 24-hour period.
The Academy of Pediatrics says that there's no proof that this is effective.
Exactly. The experts on the various committees who review this question agree that there isn't very good evidence that that alternating of the two medications is necessarily more effective than using one or the other.
And yet you advise your parents to follow this regimen.
I only make that recommendation if they're having difficulty controlling the fever with just one of those medications. I should point out that not all fevers are quickly responsive to these medications.
So the Academy says that this is not effective. Is there also a question about safety?
Again, only if the medications are used in an inappropriate dosage or inappropriate frequency. Otherwise, there's no evidence that using both of these medications would be any more risky than using one or the other alone.
And not to belabor this, but if you're actually administering medicine to a child every 3 hours and you have to keep track of the dosage and the two alternating medicines, is there some danger or risk in just that, in alternating two different medicines?
Absolutely. Parents have to be very careful to be sure that they are indeed giving the medicine that they intend to be giving.
And if you use two, I guess don't go by memory. Write it down.
Absolutely.
Any other medications that you might suggest for your patients?
No, I think the most important thing is to really make sure that the child is given adequate fluids, and parents can also be given instruction from their physician's offices as to the appropriate way to sponge bathe the child with lukewarm water, not to use any sort of alcohol-based sponge bath, as that may not be safe.
Dr. Hammer, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Larry Hammer is a professor of pediatrics at Stanford University School of Medicine. He's also a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Practice and Ambulatory Medicine.